Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, Dr. Prather, as we've been doing every first segment since March, so how many months is that? Our COVID update.
Yeah, I remember when it first came out, you said, will this be gone in 4 weeks?
Yeah. I really thought it was going to be, you know, over by August.
Yeah, at least by then.
Yeah. And now we're into the late fall, and masks are mandatory. And so why don't you give us an update right now?
Well, there is definitely an increase in the number of cases that are being reported on the COVID-19. In Europe, it has really gone right through the roof. The numbers along those lines, to the extent that about three-fourths of Europe has sort of a lockdown going on, and they're putting pressure on Spain to do that too. And where France and Germany had said that they weren't going to do that. So I'm not quite sure what has changed their minds or what type of a reasoning along those lines that they're looking at, but there is, and really Europe has kind of been a foreshadow of what's happened in the United States. You know, that kind of what's happened in Europe, and it's starting to increase again in the United States. So, you know, we're not quite sure where we're going to go with this.
Now, you mentioned last week that Italy, the people were...
There was actually riots going on.
Protesting, yeah, people a lockdown.
There are a lot of non-cooperative people with the lockdown.
Those are my people. the Italians.
This is not something that they are really happy about. It's a very, you know, people sit there and say, well, we just need to follow the science. But it's a political decision. It's not a scientific decision. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's a lot of science on everything, on what's going on, and the stressors that occur because of that. There's a lot of increase in suicides, in overdoses, in murder rate, in batteries. So it's a very, very mixed bag. Mm-hmm. And it really is a political decision on who actually suffers and who do you protect.
Yeah, I mean, we have a close friend who has a small business that possibly is going to have to, because of this, because of no fault of their own, file for bankruptcy.
Right.
That's
possibly
sad.
Lose their house. Mm-hmm. And it was a very thriving business, and the COVID-19 destroyed it. Mm-hmm. They sit there and said that they had to close down. Mm-hmm. And that's going on all over the country. People have lost their jobs. You know, it's a very, very stressful time and stressful decisions. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we'll see what kind of decisions are made along those lines. Now, one of the interesting things, you know, besides the increase in the COVID-19 now, again, the death rates haven't really proportionally risen along with that. A lot of that is, again, because we're treating it much better. We were treating it all wrong before.
Mm-hmm, initially.
Initially. Being more aware of protecting the nursing homes where most of the deaths actually occurred. Because what they would do is they would transfer COVID-19 patients to nursing homes. Mm-hmm. Which is like, what? So there was a lot of mistakes, a lot of really stupid stuff that was done. So the death rate is not near as high as it was before on the percentage. So, you know, that's a good news type of thing. Most of the people, again, you know, I always reiterate that 20% of the people just don't seem to even be susceptible to it. Mm-hmm. 40% have no symptoms whatsoever. 20% have mild symptoms, and it's 20% actually have the more severe symptoms. So, you know, that's 20% of the population that is more at risk. And identifying, you know, whether you're one of those people, there's a lot of different factors along those lines to look at. And we've talked about those before. But those are the people who are really at risk. And just because, you know, the numbers are going up doesn't mean that that 20% is the ones who are going to be getting it.
So, Dr. Prather, this is also flu season. Give us an update on the flu.
There is no flu.
There is no flu.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, it's the switch between the southern hemisphere and northern hemisphere, mm-hmm. The summertime. Australia almost had no cases of flu.
Wow.
during the, you know, the shutdown along those lines.
Uh-huh.
Here in the United States and in Europe, the flu usually is already more widespread. There's really almost no evidence of it. Very little.
Why is that?
They're not sure. There's several theories. One is that because of the social distancing and all the different types of aspects that go into that, that it's actually helping out to keep the spread of the flu. Because mm-hmm. The COVID-19, the SARS coronavirus 2, is actually more contagious than the flu. Also, there is the possibility that there is if you have one virus, it actually eliminates the others. Mm-hmm. In other words, they don't like competition. Uh-huh. What saved us from the swine flu when that was supposed to hit was that there was a very strong adenovirus at the same time. And people got the adenovirus, and the people who got the adenovirus wound up not getting the swine flu virus.
Hmm.
So the adenovirus actually saved quite a few lives by doing that. So there's also the theory, and it might be a combination of those, but they find that people who actually have the COVID-19 do not get the flu.
Huh, that's one way to not get it.
I guess so. You know, and then, you know, the whole thought process comes down to, do we still get the flu shot? Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on with that? There's a lot of different ideas along those lines. Oh, and speaking of shots, Fauci actually came out and said that the COVID-19 vaccination, uh-huh. when it comes out, will not protect you from the COVID-19.
Oh, he came out and said that?
Yes, he said what it will do is reduce your symptoms.
Okay.
So it won't keep you from not getting it. It will reduce the symptomatology is basically what they're saying. So, you know, that's one of the interesting things that is coming out on that. And also with the vaccination, he said at the most it's going to be 50 to 60% effective.
At the most?
At the most.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he says, you know, we can't guarantee that it'll do that, but he said that's the best case scenario. Mm-hmm. It's not that it will protect you from getting it. It will reduce the symptoms. And then, it will only be at most 50 to 60% effective.
So you're saying getting the vaccine will reduce the symptoms.
That's what they're saying.
So are you getting it to prevent it or no?
No. It is not a preventative.
Okay.
It says we don't have that capability with vaccination to actually prevent from getting it. What it does is it cuts down on the symptomatology.
So they're going to recommend people that have it to get it, have the COVID-19?
That's also a very big question. You've already had it. You know, are mm-hmm. they going to recommend that you get the, because they don't know if you can re-catch this virus or not and whether it actually helped. There's a lot of unanswered questions.
There's just a lot of unanswered
right.
everything.
Right. So, I mean, you know, when we say, you know, we need to trust the science, well, we actually don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the science does not have this, you know, it's going to be 2 years before we actually have the science to know what we should have done.
Yeah, we'll be looking back.
Looking back is always 2020.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. Did you catch that?
Ooh, that is good. That's going to be your new book title, right?
Yeah. Looking back is 2020. Let's keep it back there.
Someone said all we need in 2020 is a meteorite. That way. And I said, don't say that. I'm actually looking forward to 2021.
Yes, definitely.
Everything's got to be better, right?
That's right. Hopefully.
All right. Anything more on that update?
No, I think that's enough.
Okay. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about turning back the clock on our health, anti-aging.
Oh, all right. People are going to sit there and say, are we going back to 2019? I don't know if I want to do that. But let's go ahead and hit that.
All right, we'll be right back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring rapid release technology.
Dr. Prather, what conditions does the rapid release technology work on?
Carpal tunnel, shoulder issues, mm-hmm. where you'd have restrictions, even like shoulder rotator cuff tears.
Yeah,
we use a lot on that.
Yeah.
Problems with the pains in the elbow, either golfer's elbow, tennis elbow, all help out tremendously.
Neck pain, low back pain.
Headaches, extremely mm-hmm. excellent for headaches.
Yes.
Sciatica, piriformis syndromes, scoliosis even.
Yeah, and we've used it on TMJ even.
TMJ, yes.
We have that big masseter muscle that we need to release. Knee conditions, plantar fasciitis.
Dupuytren's contraction.
Yeah. Rapid release has 5 heads on it, so you can use specifically the smaller heads would be for someone, you know,
for smaller areas, for the hand type of problems along those lines. Any type of scar tissue, post-surgical, trying to get that back to where it needs to be. Basically, almost every type of musculoskeletal condition out there. It's very versatile, amazingly effective, and one of the greatest things is safety. In other words, with the rapid release, you're not going to make something worse.
Right, and it's not painful. We've had quite a few patients buy them for themselves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We've had several people who came into our office and said that was the only thing that really helped them. You know, of everything that they had tried before, the dramatic changes along those lines.
Yeah, and someone will say, well, I have this thumper, big massager at home. It's not the same thing.
Right.
Not the same technology.
No, it's not even trying to accomplish the same thing.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Since 1893, the Wheeler Mission has been ministering to the homeless, poor, and needy in central Indiana. The Prather Practice is honored to be partnering with the Wheeler Mission to help meet the immediate needs of those they serve, and we're inviting you to partner along with us. Right now, the Wheeler Mission has a need for masks, bottled water, and new unopened underwear in all sizes for men, women, and children. The Prather Practice is now collecting these items for the Wheeler Mission, and you can drop off items at our office at 8902 North Meridian, Suite 101. The Wheeler Mission exists to provide Christ-centered programs and services to the homeless and those in need. Their vision is to see every man, woman, and child they serve equipped to be productive citizens who enjoy lasting success in Christ. Your gift turns this vision into reality. Learn more about the work of the Wheeler Mission and how you can help by visiting their website at wheelermission.org. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Well, we're talking about turning back the clock, and we're not talking about turning back the
clock. The actual clock. Don't turn back the clock. We don't want to go back.
We're talking about anti-aging.
Anti-aging.
Turning back the clock. So, Dr. Prather, what is meant by this title?
Well, I mean, people come in, and especially women say, hey, can you turn back my clock?
Uh-huh.
You know, and actually you can. There is such a thing as, well, we have chronological age is how long you've been on the earth. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a set that you can't turn that back. But biological age, you actually can. And there is a method of determining what your biological age is. So you could be 45, and biologically you could be 70, or you could be biologically 35.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tremendous amount that you can do to actually determine that. And when they do biological age clocking, people actually use, they have a death mark that they use, and people get to that, which is, people really should live to be about 120.
People should live to
100. Should be living to 120. And that's when we consider, but people get there a lot sooner. Some people get there at 65. Some people get there at 75, 85, 95. And then some people actually do live to be 120 years old. So, you know, how can you control that biological age clock? And what are the things that you can do, and how can that be measured? And actually see where you are in how things are functioning.
Now, you mentioned we should live to 120.
Yes.
You've explained that before, right. How we get to that. Can you explain that again?
Sure. The science behind that is that all creatures basically live 10 times the age of puberty. And we usually start at about 12. If you look at dogs, cats, they start reaching puberty, and then they start to reach that at about a year, 12 months. They live 12 years, mm-hmm. 15 years. They reach that. Mayfly actually reach sexual maturity in a day. They live 10 days. Elephants, they reach sexual maturity about 7. They live 70 years. So creatures, for the most part, if they aren't killed, actually live according to that biological, that mm-hmm. that age. Humans are the ones who actually die prematurely.
So is there proof of that?
Yes. They've done the research along those lines. And as we do biological age marking, that's scientifically the age that we do. We had lung function tests that would actually give the age, and we had a marker on there. And we had the age of death at 120, and it was just kind of a marker to see how close they are. Mm-hmm. When we do different types of age markers, kidneys, all sorts of different types of things, we use that as a standard of where people are going to. So when we fear that people are going to die, it's usually around 120. So it's just that they make it there maybe at 65.
Yeah. So why do we die younger than we should?
There's an awful lot that goes on. Our diets are crap. Mm-hmm. We don't exercise. We get stressed. We get stressed more than other animals because we think too much. Our brain is very helpful, but it is also a big problem. Mm-hmm. So if a cat is all of a sudden being chased by a dog, they kick into that fight-flight mechanism. They take off, run. They do incredible feats, get away. And about a half an hour after they got past the dog, they are just as relaxed as you could be.
Mm-hmm.
They
might be up in a tree.
But if we've had cats, we've had them chased by a dog, mm-hmm. and we see how they can just kind of like respond and go right back to normal. Mm-hmm. They don't carry the memories. Dogs can lose puppies, they forget it. Cats can lose their kittens. Animals can lose that, and we don't dwell on it. Mm-hmm. As humans, we do.
They don't dwell
on it. The animals don't dwell on mm-hmm. that. So one of the biggest things is the stress mechanisms is one of the biggest things that actually ages us prematurely. So there's a thing called, we talked about that with the adrenals, the fight flight. Mm-hmm. And we should be, an ideal situation is we should spend about 20% of our time in a fight flight mode and 80% in rest and digest. The trouble with humans is that we get stuck in the fight-flight. We have an election going on right now, and a lot of people are in fight-flight. And a lot of people are really stuck in that fight-flight mechanism. Mm-hmm. That's very, very hard on you. And a lot of people actually get stuck in it permanently.
Oh, yeah. I just lately have to, especially this week, really work on it. Really work on not going into that like angst
fight,
mode.
Fight, flight. I was getting all worked up over the election, mm-hmm. and the first debate, remember, kind of knocked me out of it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
why did it knock you out of it?
You couldn't watch it. A lot of people couldn't watch it.
No, I couldn't watch it after 10, 15 minutes.
And after a while, I was just kind of laughing and said, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think these guys are really getting that stressed. Why should I?
Uh-huh.
I don't think you get that far without knowing how to kind of turn that off.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would kill you.
It would kill you, yeah.
If they gave me the job of being president, I would run. Because I don't think I could switch off the fight flight. Mm-hmm. It would kill me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to do that to survive, and a lot of people aren't surviving because they don't know how to turn off their fight flight.
Well, I mean, I've been married to you for 20 29 years. Usually you know better than I do. And I have watched you. I mean, you have a stressful job. Work, you know, working with people. You're working with their health. A lot of them aren't feeling well. Patients, you know, when they first come in. How do you, I see, you know, and the staff commented about it too, not go into that fight or flight mode.
Right. And a lot of the things that we're going to be talking about here is I utilize them. I mean, today, tomorrow, I'm getting a massage in the morning before I start the day.
Yeah.
I got acupuncture today. I was able to do another treatment over lunch, ECP, you know, that also helps me. And then I also did found some a little bit of free time and did some Tai Chi.
And good.
Yeah. I tried to do a little bit of that. I was teaching one girl how to deep breathe because she was just stuck in fight flight.
Yeah.
Her diaphragm was just locked up, and I was just showing her and the staff on how to do different types of breathing techniques. Mm-hmm. And they were quite fascinated by that and saw where that could be really helpful. So there's a lot of things that I know that really help, and knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm. And so it's so important right now. You are taking the time for self-care and taking care of yourself. Right. We need to do that for ourselves right now.
Yeah, I don't have the youth like I used to. Why are you laughing?
What?
I know.
You're actually doing pretty well.
Oh, thank you, Cindy.
So are there ways to test biological age or biomarkers?
There are. The one that I mentioned that is the most scientifically recognized is a spirometry test. Mm-hmm. Basically, how deep you breathe. Because the breath is the only way that you can help to control the autonomic nervous system. So if you can breathe deep, and that's one of the things I was showing my staff and also this patient, if you can breathe deep and how to breathe deep, you can actually shift, it shifts your whole nervous system, your physiology, it shifts you from acid to alkaline. It has a huge amount of effect, and you can go in there and actually change, because you can't really control our autonomic nervous system, because it's autonomic, which means it's out of our control.
Uh-huh.
It's self-controlling. But you can regulate it through your breath.
Mm.
And so how deep you breathe is the biggest determinant of how long you will live.
And you know, we have those masks on now.
I know.
I have to work harder at
breathing.
Breathing, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that people, I'll confess, you know, doing the radio program, I'm been told to hold my breath before we start.
I actually tell you, don't breathe.
Because I breathe so deep.
Uh-huh.
And you can hear it.
Yeah.
And
I think you've had some patients complain that you
breathe. I've actually, and of course I do.
You annoyed.
I breathe deeper the more annoying someone is around me. So some of the patients said, you really breathe very deeply around me. It's a little annoying. It's like, well, probably because you're a little annoying. I breathe that deep.
You didn't say that.
I didn't say that. I
so
said,
all the patients now are going to say,
is he breathing deep with me or not? Is he getting annoyed or what? But I also do it when I'm concentrating. But people do notice, my kids, they complain about it too. They sit there and said, Dad, breathe so deep. Can you tell him just to kind of calm it down a little bit?
It's keeping you younger.
It does. It keeps me alive. We need something to keep me alive.
Yeah, breathing does keep us alive.
Yes.
All right, when we come back, more on turning back our biological clock.
There you go.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Get to heaven, they go, well, what did you do to get into heaven? Hi, I'm Joan. I was a patient coordinator. I worked really hard and raised a family and worked and great, come on into heaven. Who's next? What did you do to get into heaven? Hi, I started the first HMO. Oh, you can come into heaven, but you can only stay for 3 days.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
The areas that you need to concentrate on are the hospitals, the nursing homes, public transportation, and indoor types of areas. It's very well proven, very well acknowledged that restaurants, retail places, those types of places that are involved with businesses are actually a very low risk area of transport of the virus. Is the cure actually worse than the disease? One of the things that I'm very concerned about, 30 million people out of work. The mental health of people. We've talked about how stress leads to disease. The anger that has actually occurred on this. Are these measures cutting down on the number of deaths and injuries that are coming from the COVID-19? Or are they creating a whole nother set of problems that could be actually worse than the actual disease process itself? And are they actually effective?
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
I was feeling so prepared.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about turning back that biological clock. We just got done talking about deep breathing, and just before we started this segment, I told you, don't
hold
breathe.
Right, yeah. Don't breathe.
Well, let's talk about, last week we talked about adrenal and kidney function and how it's being affected during this time.
Yes.
Why is kidney function important, especially to our biological clock, and how is it tested?
Well, that's another thing that is a good marker on how long you will live is glomerular filtration rate. It tells us how well the kidneys are working. It's the gold standard along those lines. And if we're in our youth, it should be about 125. As we age and that starts to fade, then it goes down and down and down. And it's a good marker on how healthy and how... In other words, if I get somebody in there who is in their 60s and they have 100 GFR, it's like, whoa, you've got a chance really to make it to 120.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really, really great. But if you're in your 40s and you've got a 50 GFR, that's a problem. You know,
okay.
You've got
and
some
this
issues.
This is GFR on
yeah,
blood
the kidney function.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a, because it starts to, if the kidneys are going bad, that's what usually raises up blood pressure. And blood pressure is a very big factor that they find on how long someone is going to live.
Mm.
So if the blood pressure starts to go up, which is usually 70% to 80% of the time, it's from the kidneys. So
the blood pressure is connected with the kidneys.
Kidneys, right.
Uh-huh.
And it starts to wear out the cardiovascular system, and it's a very big indicator on how well someone's going to live. So one of the things we sit there and we say, well, you know, your kidneys are functioning not too bad at your age for 70s. Would you like some nutrients to try to get that higher?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe we can get it up to about a 90, you know, something like that, and try and maintain it at that. That will extend your life. down on the possibility of cardiovascular disease, hypertension, all those types of things. And so that's some of the things that we talk about.
I'm hoping everybody takes you up on that.
Right. Well, you know, some do, some don't, you know, because it's like, well, I'm on so many supplements because I got all these different problems.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you know, we can just work on different types of things. But if we find, you know, those people who get really healthy and their kidney function need some boost, I say, hey, this is one way that I know that you can get your longevity,
mm-hmm.
Really get it going. So that's a really nice marker along those lines.
Yeah. What is reaction time test and what does it show?
Well, reaction time, it's actually a pretty simple test. You take a ruler and have a person at a certain point and then how quickly they can close it once you let go of it.
Okay.
And as you age, because you start out at the bottom of the ruler, how far up you go is a real good indication of how old your nervous system is. So reaction time, nervous system, that's a major type of area. And getting your nerves healthy and young is a major factor. And you can actually work on that and improve your reaction time, which is a sign that your nervous system is actually at a younger age.
Yeah, and everything we're going to talk about, you can turn that.
You can revert. You can take those back.
There's
a limit, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the more that you work at it, the better that does.
Why is skin elasticity important?
Well, skin elasticity really shows up just how well the connective tissue. It's also a good indication of free radical pathology.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you take the skin and then how quickly it goes back to its normal shape. If it kind of stays there as you pull on the skin,
mm-hmm.
That's not good. If it goes right back to its normal shape, you know, just with a quick flick, that means that you're still in youth. So that's
very
another nice little measure that you can do and just see how you're doing. And as you get older, that's a good measurement. And you can actually reverse that through different supplementation, mm-hmm. different things that you do.
How is the immune system checked?
Well, the immune system is checked through the blood test and also through the GI stool kit. Mm-hmm. So your immune system being able to resist infections is very, very critical and how well that's doing. And one of the things that happens as you age is that your immune system starts to get weaker. That's why people right now who are older are more susceptible to the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not a matter of age, it's how well the immune system is holding up. And you can be old and actually, you know, you can be 85 and be able to kick, your immune system can kick the COVID-19 without any problem.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on how well that's doing. But the immune system through the National Institute of Health has really found that the key to that is your gut. So mm-hmm. trying to get your gut healthy is one of the most critical things that you can do for your overall immune system and keep that healthy and keep that going. And it's a great way to measure it along with the blood test where we check out how the immune system is actually doing.
What about visual accommodation and hearing threshold tests?
Well, it's basically if you take a piece of paper and you bring it up close, at what rate, when does it become blurry?
Mm-hmm.
As you get older, you sit there and hold it out like arm's length.
Uh-huh.
To, you know, it's not that I need glasses, it's just my arms need to be longer. It's uh-huh. one of the things a lot of people say. But if you can actually bring it up, like, I can bring it up and bring it all the way up to here, and you should be able to get it at with very close up to your eyes and still be able to read it.
Mm-hmm.
The farther away it is, then that's a problem. And then also how well your hearing is doing, you know, being able to test that out. And as you age, you start to lose your hearing. That's also another sign of aging. Process.
I know for you, test. You started doing some eye exercises that improved your eyesight.
I did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I still, every once in a while, so I can actually see far and also up close and really don't need glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I get tired, then
you
I use
fatigue,
one that helps me.
Yeah.
I
need to do those exercises.
Yeah. It does help and it does delay the aging process.
Mm-hmm. So why are hormones important with aging?
Well, hormones also start to fade as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping the hormones, you know, a young man should have testosterone of about 900. That keeps them strong, fit, healthy. The adrenals need to be up to par. All the hormones need to be where they need to be, high levels for women also. The hormones of youth really help out. And as we age, a lot of it is that those hormones just kind of drop. People can't think, men can't think, can't perform once they, get down in the 250s. After that, it really gets the aging process going.
Mm-hmm.
Hormones of youth, making sure that your hormones are up to par, your adrenals are up to par, pituitary, all those types of things is critical.
Okay, and you talked a little bit about cholesterol, but why is cholesterol important?
Cholesterol, the people who usually live to be 120 have one thing in common. They have cholesterols of 300 or over.
Mm.
But they have a great ratio of 3:1 where they have also a HDL that's over 100. So it's the balance on that actually makes
it. You're talking about the ratio.
The ratios actually keep the cardiovascular system going. But cholesterol, it is involved with making the hormones. You can't actually make your own hormones unless your cholesterol is at a certain level. And with your higher cholesterol levels, matter of fact, the body, one of the things it does is it raises cholesterol to be able, if your hormones are actually dropping. So that's one of the things that raise it. So one of the ways that we get cholesterol lowered is actually raising someone's thyroid level, raising up their adrenals, and raising up their testosterone or estrogen or progesterone up to where they should be, and all of a sudden their cholesterol levels drop. Because the body starts making a lot of cholesterol to be prepared if you can make the hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ready for that. Also, cholesterol is a free radical fighter. And free radicals are what the oxidative process is basically what we're talking about. That's what happens on a gate that becomes rusty.
Mm.
It's the oxidative process. And we have an oxidative process. The oxidative process makes us age. I talked about the skin elasticity, how that's a free radical issue. If you were completely free of free radicals your entire life, you would look like you're 21 the entire time.
Mm.
The wrinkles, all those different types of things that we talk about aging, is a free radical result. And cholesterol is one of the main things that actually absorbs free radicals. Also, cholesterol is important for your nervous system and your brain. So if you start to go low on your cholesterol, then those reaction times really start to drop. People who get their cholesterols really low with cholesterol-lowering drugs, their reaction time just drops like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people actually have a lot of their aging problems exacerbated by cholesterol-lowering medications.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that is negative
about
that.
And they talk
about
your
that.
Brain needs cholesterol.
Cholesterol, yeah, your nerves need it, your hormones need it, your skin needs it. It's the material that makes up your cells. That's what actually goes into that. It's the building blocks of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get low on that, that's actually even more dangerous than going high.
Okay. When we come back, more on turning that biological clock back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
How about vitamin A's role in gut health? Gut health is so important. You talk about how healthy our gut is. It's
right.
How healthy we are.
So every major disease that is in the gut is always helped by vitamin A. Because vitamin A, just like with the lungs, immunoglobulin A is the major immune system through the gut. So it really helps to get your immune system up. But then also vitamin A is absolutely critical for the lining of the gut, small intestine, large intestine. And so if that starts to break down, then you start to get the whole breakdown of the whole tissue. And then you start to get the food allergies that start to occur. And that's why that's associated with the bumps on the back of the arm. So the bumps on the back of the arm are two things that always that means, is that you have food allergies and probably kicked off by low vitamin A. People have heard about the leaky gut. You cannot fix a leaky gut without getting the vitamin A levels back up to par. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that is a very critical part. If you have Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, IBS, diarrhea, constipation, cystic fibrosis, any of those types of things, you're going to have to work with the vitamin A. Mm-hmm. Now, once you develop those diseases, your absorption of vitamin A goes way down. So it becomes, if you have any of the different types of diseases in the gut,
yeah.
If the gut's not working right, then you can't absorb the vitamin A as well. Mm-hmm. So you can see where that can become a vicious cycle,
right,
and really start to wear down the whole system. Now, it doesn't just end there, but you also have to have the bile in the gut to be able to absorb the fat soluble vitamins into your system. So let's say you've had your gallbladder taken out. Well, guess what? You're going to be deficient on vitamin A. Mm-hmm. And that's going to start to create a whole cycle in your system of actually wearing you down. So anyone who doesn't have a gallbladder is going to have to take supplementation the rest of their life to be able to absorb their vitamins.
A lot of people don't.
I know.
They think their problem's been solved.
Right.
Take the take the gallbladder out.
Which is necessary at times. I've certainly sent people out.
Yeah.
But we always try to heal it up, and then if they do have that out, we always say that they need to do supplementation because of that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to start to become deficient on all your fatty soluble vitamins.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking about turning back that biological clock, and very interesting information, Dr. Prather. You're talking about how important kidney function is, and you can look on someone's blood work, the GFR, and know,
that's
one of your indicators.
We can test out. I mean, we know pretty well where people are.
Yeah. There's reaction time tests we talked about, skin elasticity, the immune system, visual accommodation, hearing thresholds,
right.
Hormones, cholesterol. Let's talk about the heart. How can the heart be checked? And circulation, too.
Yeah, those are just standard types of tests where we can really figure out how that's working. Because your cardiovascular system, if it's clogging up and you don't get the oxygenation to the cells, then that's going to age you.
Mm-hmm.
So, just having the standard types of tests, making sure the electricity, how well it's pumping, is there any indications of any congestive heart failure? So we do blood work, we do EKG, VO2 measurements, see how the body's working along those lines. Send people out for echoes, make sure that the Dopplers are done, so that the circulation is found out what's going on with that. And then getting those reversed mm-hmm. is the thing that we repeat the test, do the treatments, then repeat the tests and make sure that that's actually working.
And we're going to get into treatments here on this segment. So I want to make sure we take the time for that. Let's talk about balance, static balance test, and why it's critical for measuring aging.
Well, you know, this is one of the things that comes in on why chiropractic is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should be able to put your feet together, close your eyes, and lift up one foot and hold it for a good 30 seconds. If you can't, then you have some balance problems. And balance is, of course, kinesthetic sense, which is one of the major things that show up what's happening on someone's longevity, you know, and their aging. Because if you can't, the shorter that you go, the worse that actually gets.
Mm-hmm.
I recently went down to Life Chiropractic College, and we had a neurological test. And the gal who was testing me was 28, and we were both on a little bit of a pump-up thing.
Mm-hmm. And I could, for your balance.
Yeah, for balance, and then got it on our feet, and then stood up on that, and I could actually do it longer than she could. Mm. But one of the biggest things that shows up on that is the atlas adjustment.
We talk about that, the atlas orthogonal.
Yeah, the atlas orthogonal has an immediate effect, so I can sit there and take someone who has their atlas out and do the balance test on them, and they can't even get to that. They can hardly close their eyes, let alone lift up a leg. And we do the adjustment, we get them in position, and it's immediately after the atlas orthogonal adjustment that they can hold their balance. And that's actually a really big deal, because what we're talking about is if you can't hold your balance hardly at all, where you can't even stand on one leg, you add 20 years to your biological age. Mm-hmm. So if you were 45 chronologically and you can't stand on one leg, then you automatically add 20 years to their biological age. So they would be considered 65. And as soon as we do the atlas orthogonal adjustment, people's balance improve quite dramatically.
And posture, because posture and balance go hand in hand. Right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So that's really why the chiropractic is so important along those lines, because it does have so much to do with the neurological and on the balance, which are two of the biggest things that have to do with premature aging.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the phase angle. What is phase angle and why is it so important?
A phase angle is done with what we call the body composition analysis.
Which we do on all new patients that come in.
Mm-hmm. We do on all new patients. And it's the electromagnetic charge around the cells. The higher the electromagnetic charge is, the healthier the individual. The reason is because the electromagnetic charge differentiates and keeps the things that should be out of the cell out of the cell, and things that should be in the cell in the cell. So it gives it a much greater ability to control the health of the cell, which is the basic building blocks of our body. So the higher the phase angle, the better, the healthier you are. A good number would be about a 7.5 for the average person.
Out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Out of, well, no, it can go as high as
have you seen it anything. Over 10?
We have seen it over 10. He was an Olympic athlete, 11.
11, okay.
Yes. There is actually no limit to how high it could go, theoretically. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people don't really get there. But at least at a 7.5 is where people should be. A 6.5, you're fatigued. 5.5, you're actually in a disease process. 4.5, you're in trouble. 3.5, it's all over. Mm-hmm. But the phase angle has a lot to do also with aging. People, as they get older, that phase angle starts to drop, and that causes a lot of the cellular degeneration and death that occurs. So if you can keep that high, then that has a big factor on how long you'll live and also your biological age.
Mm-hmm. Very important. And like I said, we do that on every new patient, and we go through that with them. And so they do know their phase angle.
And as we're working with them, we do see that phase angle raise.
Right, right. That's you can change that. So let's talk about what treatments work best for anti-aging.
Well, you know, we had talked about the chiropractic is certainly something very, very important. Acupuncture is very excellent. Diet is very important. Supplementation, exercise, all those different types of things, all combined together. Really help to improve the whole biological age. And you can actually start to see some very excellent changes along those lines.
And I know we've talked about the atlas orthogonal adjustment and how important. Why is chiropractic so critical to anti-aging?
Well, you're talking about the age of the nerves. The nervous system is one thing that is much slower to be able to regenerate. As the aging process goes on, we start to lose a lot of our neurological plasticity. And as you can get the chiropractic in there, then that can just really increase that, how the whole nervous system works. Mm-hmm. Also, it's very important, as you had said before, on the posture. And postural changes really can make a huge difference on how well you age. If your head's translating forward, that throws off your balance. And as your balance goes down, then kinesthetic sense. Kinesthetic sense is one of the major ways that you can measure the aging process. Mm-hmm. People become unsteady. that really starts to age them and makes them less able to take care of themselves.
And we talk about kinesthetic sense. It's our way we move in space.
Right. Mm-hmm. A knowledge of where we are in space.
Where our body is.
Yeah.
What role does diet play?
Diet's huge. One of the most important things on diet that they found through experimental study is if you can take a high nutrient and a low calorie type of a diet, that's the best way to do because it's less stressful on the body. Mm-hmm. Worst thing you can do is take a sugary donut and coffee and have that for breakfast, because what you're doing is you're revving up your body, weakening your endocrine system, putting stress on your nervous system, and then also putting stress on how your whole body processes.
But because if patients want to bring those sugary donuts in, we're not going to tell them no. That so, happened this week.
So what you need to do is to really have a high nutrient, low calorie type of diet. Herbs are one of the best things to do along those lines, and that way you actually get your longevity actually increases.
Okay. Let's talk about supplements. Why are supplements so critical?
Well, supplements are basically that high nutrient, low calorie.
Mm-hmm.
And people sit there and say, well, you don't really need supplements. Well, supplements are basically food, high concentrated foods.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as we're talking about that, it should be a part of everyone who is trying to extend their life, keep their biological age low. So you can't really do it without some supplementation. Mm-hmm. And again, what it is it's concentrated foods, low-calorie types of things, herbs that you normally wouldn't take. It's just like we sit there and say, you know, well, I'd like to do it through diet. I write out a list of what they need to do for their diet, and they say, I think I'll take the supplements. People just don't eat their liver, they don't eat their adrenal glands, and they don't eat those real bitter herbs. They're just not going to do it. So supplementation is actually the way to go on that.
Let's talk about acupuncture. How can acupuncture be helpful?
Well, acupuncture works along that electromagnetic energy. Mm-hmm. It just really raises it up. It relaxes. It helps with the hormones. It improves healing. It just has so many different types of physiological effects on the body. They're just so excellent. People who start getting into it sit there and swear by it, you know, just how much of a difference it makes.
I'm raising my hand.
I have
my acupuncture.
The acupuncture is just absolutely wonderful and something that's highly, highly recommended.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked about the treatments that we provide at the Prather practice to help with anti-aging, chiropractic, diet, supplementation, acupuncture.
And exercise.
And exercise.
Exercise is absolutely important. You want to be able to get your aerobic exercise in, which really helps with the oxygenation. You got to get your flexibility, your muscle training, keep the muscles up. Exercise, as I always like to say, cures a world of sins.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dr. Prather, we have about a minute left. Just want to make sure you're able to say everything you want about.
Well, you know, one of the things is people can actually fight against aging. We actually age much, much quicker than we really should. And be active. Don't accept a lot of the changes. And just don't take it that people who say, oh, you're just getting old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had patients that I had a patient at 95 who decided to come in because he was just not making it.
At 95.
At 95, and we started working with him, and he started dancing again.
Oh.
Life is good, and the family
Keep
was just
moving.
So excited because he was so full of life, and he got back to that that excellent life that you can always enjoy. And even at 95, you can do that.
Right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.